Blog Talk Radio.
This is Talk With Ty Show. He's a voice of people.
Ty, how'd you know?
Act like you know. With Amos and a few like Becca Fox. Ernie up and getting that morning. Got it on my from here. Hop to Hollywood. Gonna keep you on the know. With Ty's
Yeah, y'all know, when I want to hear something good, when I want to hear something inspirational, when I want something that's going to dig deep into my soul, I'm listening to the Talk With Ty Show. You know what I'm saying? Get in tune with it. Don't be left out. All right? Serious. Peace.
I'm Cyrus Webb of Conversations Live and The Right Stuff, encouraging people to join our addiction and get hooked on books. You're listening to the Michael Jordan of radio, Todd Longinot. Keep it locked on the Talk With Todd Show.
Hey, 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 what's happening with it? This your partner Brimstone, a.k.a. Big Brim, busy raking in money just so you know who's talking. And you listening to Talk With Todd Show. If you're not talking with Todd, then you ain't talking with nobody. Hey, keep it locked, my man.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Good evening to everybody for listening to the show live. And you're listening to the Talk With Ty Show, where we bring you the best in celebrity interviews from hip-hop to Hollywood. And my guests this evening, two of my guests this evening, have come together to pull off one of the biggest events in L.A., probably one of the biggest events ever in L.A. When you put two of L.A.'s best together, this is what you come up with. L.A. Nights on the Terrace, Bonaventure Hotel, fourth floor, downtown Los Angeles, Saturday, November 14th, 2009. Doors open at 7:30 and they don't close till 2 o'clock. All right, live performances by the 11 o'clock Noobs Band, featuring Billy John, who will also be on the program later on in the show. All right, don't forget Saturday, November 14th, 2009. All right, LA Nights on the Terrace, event hosted by Kevin Rouse, Mel Clark, and Linnell Jones. Special performances by recording on the station. Like I said, doors don't open 7:30, they don't close until 2 o'clock. Western Bonaventure Hotel, downtown Los Angeles. And my guest tonight, Mr. Kevin Ross and Pernell Clark. How y'all doing?
All right, man. How you doing?
We doing good out here in Indianapolis, man. Getting ready to... I want to hear a lot about this event. You know, I read about it.
All right.
Yeah, hello? Because... Pernell?
Yeah. Yeah,
how you doing,
sir? You guys hear me all right?
Yeah. Okay. Welcome to the show. Both of you, actually, you know. And like I said, when I was reading about this story and I saw the press release, you know, I want to ask you right off top, is this something that L.A. has been missing for a long time?
What is that?
Is this the type of event that LA scene, the nightlife scene, has been missing for a long time?
Oh yeah, they've been waiting for what we're about to do. We bringing something fresh, a live, fresh, new perspective. We bringing a lot of live entertainment, which we kind of getting away from the DJ party. Although we will have a DJ there, we're bringing the best of the best to sit down and perform for the people, and I think they've been waiting for that.
Okay, now, what inspired, or actually before I even get to that question, I would like to know, how did you two partner up, and then, also after that, what inspired this huge event?
Kevin, why don't you take the first one, I'll take the second one.
Well, we actually, I used to run a spot in Hollywood, and me and Pernell met back then. Pernell was... one of the event coordinators that, you know, I highly respected, because he would come in with a very upscale crowd of people. And I was actually running a club in Hollywood called 1020. And they would come in and pack the place out, have a great time, make a lot of money, and go home. So, yeah, he built a strong relationship with me just by that. And then over the years, we've worked together, you know, in different on different events. Go ahead and tell them something, Pernell.
Well, my inspiration is coming from you know, having friends and colleagues who live in Los Angeles, Southern California, are in town visiting, you know, folks who are carpenters to actors to corporate lawyers to truck drivers. You know, the one constant is people are progressive and have a desire to go to a nice quality and an environment that's conducive for networking and having a good time. And we've been blessed to differentiate ourselves from everyone else because we always are blessed to quality event at a quality spot. And one thing that Kevin forgot to mention, when we used to do events over the place he managed, at the end of the night, we would go through and tip everybody from waiters to barbacks to and even managers. And one of the things that's just been missing is, you know, on any given night, when you look in
Pernell, not to cut you off, sir, but your phone is kind of going in and out.
Okay, I'm at a hotel. I'm going to go down outside. So keep talking, you guys. I'm going to go downstairs.
Okay. Yeah, so anyway, what we're doing, I've been doing live events for a long time, you know, and we pretty much start talking about coming together. We also have another partner, Linnell Jones, and he's the hardest working man in show business in the Inland Empire area, and we all coming together to bring the people a whole new experience in entertainment, very upscale. It's sort of like a variety show. We have some really seasoned veteran musicians. We also have celebrity guests come through from time to time. You never know who may be there. And we have some very funny comedians. And then every month, we are going to break a new artist at our events. So like a CD release party for new artists, new up-and-coming artists as well. So mainly everything is going around, you know, the live vibe. And then we got a DJ that knows he knows how to rock the house from old school all the way up to now. So we're really excited about this.
It looks like something that's getting ready to be extravagant. It's going to be, I wish I could be there. I've yet to make it out to LA. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with Dr. Boogie out there. Hollywood.
Dr. Boogie, the hairstylist?
Yeah.
I'm familiar with him. I know him through, my publicist, Makita Smith with Jasmine PR.
Exactly. Shout out to Makita. She's great, man. We all, you know, she always gives me great interviews with great guests, including yourselves. I mean, she always does. I like Makita a lot.
Makita is number one. She does everything. Whenever I do anything, she's one of the first people I call. Yeah.
Now, Dr. Boogie, me and him used to joke a little bit on my show about, you know, we had a bet, like, if I didn't make it out to L.A. before the end of 2009, that I had to do something. And I'm trying to get out to L.A. because I'm tired of missing all the great events out there. And California is kind of like my second home. I want to make it my second home.
I hear you. You should. I'm originally from Detroit, so are you experiencing that cold weather yet?
Actually, you know what? It's been kind of crazy. One week it's cold. One week, like tonight, it's like in the 60s. You know, the next week it could be in the 30s. You know how the Midwest is. Anything's liable to happen.
That's true.
Let me get Pernell back on the line with us.
Pernell, you
there? Pernell, you back?
I'm here. Sorry about that. I had to go outside. This hotel is a lot of brick cement. So anyway, what I was saying, thank you for the opportunity to talk to your audience. You know, we have always strived to provide progressive folks in the City of Angels with an environment that's conducive for mingling, networking, and we go up and beyond. I mean, we'd rather take a personal loss than maintain the integrity of our event, and so that people always have somewhere to go to. We don't care if you're a janitor, carpenter, medical director, a corporate entertainment lawyer, or executive counsel for one of the largest entertainment companies in the world, which is a personal colleague of mine. You know, as long as you come dressed appropriate with the right attitude and pay your admission fee, you're always welcome. And we really care to real folks and progressive people. And that's why we've been blessed to have such a successful event over the last 10 years, because people know our brand, and they know if they see Kevin's name on it or they see mine, they know it's going to be a great event. And we work real hard, and we're real happy to have Linnell Jones joining us from the Inland Empire. And, you know, we're just keeping the faith that we're going to have a very good that's going to last, because you asked about where did this come from. We're catering to like a 30 and over crowd, because what we noticed is that when people want to go have a nice dinner, listen to some live entertainment, there was a void. Not just someone else is doing it, but no one is doing it quite like what we're about to do. And so exactly. The response has been very good. Kevin is our lead person. He's a, and I'm grateful for working with him. This is going to be a new event for us, so we're great.
Well, I have a question, another two-part question, one for Kevin and one for you, Pernell. What got you started in event hosting? And then two, what makes a successful event?
What got me started in event hosting was I'm also in the hotel business. And I've been working in events pretty much most of my working life. But then I decided, well, shoot, I can do this and do it, you know, better than they doing it and bring it to my people. Because in the hotel industry, it's, you know, it's a, how should I say this? Well, I'm not going to even go there. Bottom line is, I decided I wanted to do it. I started doing events in Detroit as well, and then I moved out to the Bay Area. I've done some events in San Francisco, Oakland area, and then in L.A. All the time I've been in the hotel business, so I was able to get venues through my connections in that particular industry that a lot of people would not have been able to get. So that was one thing that got me into it. Plus, I'm a party person. I like to see people having a good time, you know. And in this economy, we need to have a good time.
You know, and one of the things too, we competitively price our events with our clientele. We know we could be charging more, double than what we are, but you know, we try to work with people. You know, people are out there. And you asked about how I got started in this. I've always been an enthusiastic worker, taught, raised by southerners. Shreveport, Louisiana, and Dallas, where I'm at right now, but also a good job for the sake of doing it. But I guess formally, when I with the National HMO Lobby Association in D.C., one of my goals was projects was to develop and implement national managed care programs for the managed care industry, which with like 600 to, you know, 2,000 people. So when I came back to Los Angeles, I got involved with a group called the New Leaders, and basically a group of African American professionals empowering their community and making a difference. So I was the event committee, and then we did great events with them. And then as the organization started to dwindle, my colleagues and I just said, hey, you know what, let's do it ourselves, and, you know, and that's what we've been doing. What makes a great event? I think when you get an unsolicited remarks or email or a phone call or text and someone tells you what a great time they had. And I'll share this with you gentlemen, because I got to go to a dinner engagement in a few minutes. A couple of years ago, when we did...
You there?
Couple of years ago, last time I did a New Year's party at the facility at 10:20, there was a lady that contacted me, and she said she's gone for New Year's 5 years. She said that her husband passed away. She just didn't want to spend another New Year's night at home by herself. Well, you know, you can come hang out with us, and, you know, feel free. We'll keep you company. You can sit at our table. And, you know, that lady, she met five men were chasing her around the venue the whole night. And she said to me, for now, I want to thank you, because I haven't had a good time like this in over 5 years, and that's what it's about. I run into people like Kevin who've met their spouse. Children have been, people have gotten contracts, people have gotten jobs. It's not the money. Of course, we're business and we want to pay, but it's about bringing people together for a great cause and do it through the environment of entertainment. And people that know Kevin and I, they already know. And that's why people come from all over Southern California. Now they're coming from Las Vegas, Northern California. They're coming from Victorville, San Bernardino, and they're getting on flight to our. We're grateful to God for that.
Yeah.
LA Nights on the Terrace, Bonaventure Hotel, fourth floor, downtown LA. Saturday, November 14, 2009. Doors open at 7:30. They don't close at 2 o'clock. Hey, what more can I say? I want to ask another question about something that you touched on, Kevin, and that's the economy.
Jump off. And you guys, if that's okay.
All right, take care.
Okay, so now, hey, make sure you tell everybody about us out there in Texas, buddy.
Oh, no doubt. Okay, take care, gentlemen.
Take care.
All right. Hello?
Yes, Kevin.
Yes, sir.
You mentioned something about the economy, and I wanted to touch on that. I really wasn't going to even, at first, I wasn't going to ask a question about the economy, but I wanted, since you already mentioned it, how has the economy affected your plans for this event, and has it affected it at all? And what kind, I guess, how has the economy affected the way event hosting has transpired between years past until now?
Well, years past, we would have charged a lot more for this event that we're doing because we have a lot more entertainment, and you know, a show costs money. But
right.
Now we are adjusting the cost down to the economy so that people can get out and have a good time. So our event is only $10 if you RSVP, and then $15 after 9 o'clock, which is very affordable. We made sure used a venue that the food is very good, but yet it's not overly priced. And, you know, it's rough out there right now. I mean, a lot of the people who support our events may have gotten laid off or, you know, they're no longer working, but they still want to get out and get their mind off of it. So
right.
We make a way to do that. We are committed to that. Like Pernell said earlier, it's not all about the money. We do this to a portion of our proceeds we donate to different charities, and it's something that you know we the economy is what it is, but we try to make it workable for the people who still want to do something, you know.
Exactly. And for more information, you can call 213-926-2809. $5 drink specials. Now, you did mention something. $10 in L.A., that doesn't happen in L.A.
No, you know it don't. You know, and then the quality of entertainment that we have and the quality of people that's going to be around, I mean, it's like that does not happen in L.A., you know.
Not for $10.
No, not for $10. I mean, so it's really a bargain. But again, like I said, we're committed to bringing people a good time. We're businessmen and we make ours. But you know, the main thing is we want to build a loyal following, because we will be doing LA Nights once a month, and we want people to save up their pennies and be ready every month to come out and see just as good of, if not better, of a show than they saw the last time. So, you know, and when you coming out here?
Brother, I would have been out there yesterday. I've been out there 6 months ago when Dr. Boogie was making fun of me about not coming out there. I would have been out there
right.
6 months ago. But, you know, life and things happen, and you just can't. That's a long distance for me to get out there right now at this time point.
Yeah.
But I will be out there. I just came back from New York not too long ago. But I would trust me. He keeps telling me once I come out to LA, I probably won't come back home. So I think that's why I made it.
Whenever you get out here, you make sure that you come around the time we doing LA Night, so that we can, you know, show you how we do it. You know,
definitely. You can catch me. Linnell, actually, me and him are connected on Facebook, so
okay.
I know all this is coming on. If you're on Facebook, or Pernell's on Facebook, or any
mm-hmm.
other network sites, I would definitely be reaching out to you guys and keeping you updated on what I'm doing and vice versa.
Right.
For the people who are just listening live, Saturday, November 14, 2009, at the Westin Bonaventure Hotel in downtown L.A., all right? Doors open at 7:30, don't close at 2 o'clock. Hosted by Kevin Rounds, Pernell Clark, Linnell Jones, L.A. Nights. It's a brand new adventure for the L.A. Night scene. Grown and sexy, this is not for the young crowd. If you're looking for something different, this is not it. This is for the grown and sexy. We want to go out and have a nice time without no trouble, okay?
Right.
Without no incidents. You're going to go here in L.A. No drama. That's what we're talking about. And then the best part about this whole event, you're going to have comedians. We got live performances and also giveaways. 100 CDs will be given to the first 100 guests. And on top of that, this is in L.A. You can get in for $10 before 9, 15 if you RSVP, and $15 at the door. That does not happen. I ain't even been out to California, but I don't have to be out to California to know that does not happen in Cali on a normal night.
No, that ain't how they do it out here. But like I said, we bring in a fresh new perspective, you know, on the whole night scene. And you know, we're gonna have a lot of fun. A lot of people gonna have a lot of fun, and we're gonna take a lot of pictures to shoot back to you.
All right, gotta have them.
Yeah, and I mean, as far as the entertainment, one of my main partners, Billy John, me and him been working together forever. This cat is one of the baddest, you know. I mean, he just sets it off, you know, as far as live entertainment. You know, a lot of people are used to dancing to DJs. I never seen people dance harder to a live band than they dance to the 11 o'clock news band featuring Billy John.
Well, it's funny that you said his name right now, because Billy John is actually on the line waiting. How you doing, Billy?
Is he on the line?
Yeah, yeah, I'm here. Thank you for that plug, man.
Yeah, man, I want my money.
Oh, okay, okay, Cal. Yeah.
Welcome.
And how
to
you
the
doing,
show,
Todd?
Man, I'm doing great. I was actually rocking to your song. Me and a friend of mine was actually rocking to your song, "Baby Make My Day," earlier. Kind of played it to a couple of times. I want to play it for the listeners here in a few minutes to give them a taste of how Billy John is coming, because that's actually was like this record is kind of hot, you know. And you originally from my home. You originally from Indianapolis, so you know you already get love out the gates for being a hometown, you know, native.
Oh, is that right? You're from Nap?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
well,
from
cool. I got a bunch of homies in Nap.
Yeah, you know, I'm actually going to go on to the night scene here in a few minutes, right after the show. But we definitely had to do my show tonight with you and Kevin and Pernell, and let everybody know about this new L.A. scene. I got to get out to L.A. soon. I don't know what I'm waiting on. But,
yeah, you need to get out here, man. Get some sun on you.
Exactly. I think when I come in, I'm probably not coming back. But Kevin and Billy, I want to get into his your song here, Baby Make My Day, right here on the Talk to Todd Show. So you want to hang out with us a little while longer if you can.
Sure.
Go and play this thing. Then got a few more questions for you. And then we can keep it. So here's Billy John, Baby Make My Day, right here on the Talk to Todd Show.
Make my day.
Back it up.
Make my day.
Back it straight.
Friday night. Cat is a coleslaw, and that makes it right. Jack Daniels Street and my cigar. Oh, girl, I'm ready to party out. I'm just looking for someone. I ain't searching for no mate. No, no. Just wanna dance and say, yeah. Cause that's how I'm feeling today. I said, back it up. Back it straight. Any way you can. Girl, make my day. Got your love.
So on the line with us is Billy John and Kevin Ross. You definitely want to go out to L.A. If you're in L.A. right now, you don't know what's going on. I'll tell you what, you're going to know right now. Saturday, November 14th, 2009, 7:30 to 2 a.m. at the Bonaventure Hotel, fourth floor, downtown L.A. New thing for the L.A. scene called L.A. Nights on the Terrace, hosted by Mr. Kevin Ross, Pernell Clark, and Linnell Jones. All right, multiple entertainment. I mean, from singing to comedians, The Door, RSVP, $10 or $15 at The Door. For more information, call 213-926-2809. Drink specials is $5. Yeah, I've said this three times already. You can't get this in L.A. nowhere else, man. And I ain't never even lived out there. You know what I mean? So take advantage. If you ain't got nothing, if you're not, you don't have anything to do that weekend, take advantage of this great opportunity. It's for the grown and sexy crowd only. Anybody under 25, I don't know, you might want to do something else tonight. Kevin, is there anything that you would like our listeners to know about what you're doing, this event, or any upcoming events that you have coming up with Cornell and O'Connor?
Well, all I want them to know is that my commitment is to bring integrity to the live entertainment that's going around the city so that we can have all these great musicians that hang out here always working. That's what I'm about. That's what I'm doing. That's what LA Nights is all about. So we want people to dance to the real hit makers, the guys who actually make the records that they listening to. Okay.
That's what's up. All right, we appreciate you coming, taking the time. I know you're busy. I know you got a lot of things to do, but I appreciate you taking the time out and coming on the Talk with Todd show to share the information, share this information with. And I trust you. Trust. Tell you the same thing I told Dr. Boogie. I will be in L.A. And when I get there, I'm gonna call you. I'm gonna call
okay,
him
you
and
got
tell
my
y'all
number.
Look, I finally made it.
You got my number.
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. So appreciate it. You take care.
All right, man.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that was Kevin Ross, ladies and gentlemen, on the Talk with Todd show live, presenting L.A. Nights, a new scene on the L.A. scene for the grown and sexy Saturday, November 14, 2009. For more information, you can call 213-926-2809. If you want to listen to this interview again to catch more of the information that you have missed, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/talkwithtaj. Now, my guest now is a Naptown native. You just heard that song, Baby Making My Day. the NAPCON native straight from Evansville. His name is Billy John. What's going on, sir?
Oh, man. Just as I said, enjoying this opportunity. And I again, I'm originally from Evansville, Indiana, so I don't want the guys in NAP to dog me. To let me know, they'll tell my folks at home that, hey man, Billy has left you guys on the side, but you know, we're all from the same bucket, primarily.
Yeah.
You know, if you're one part of Indiana, all Indiana.
Exactly. Now you have been on the scene for a while now, and you know, for those who may not be familiar with Billy John. We do know you're from Evansville, hometown native. What else? Give us a little bit more of the background of Billy John and how you got to this point now.
Well, originally, Todd, you know, I always had a little yearning for music business, and my father was instrumental, and he saw that I had, you know, I enjoyed music, so. He would bring me various instruments. I think I first started out, my first instrument was a banjo. So if you can think of a 9-year-old kid running around town with a banjo, of course, in Indiana, it probably fit right in. But,
right.
You know, he got me some drums, man, and I entered one of those high school caboccios or that was a term that they gave for, you know, like a mixer. And after that, you know, just kind of the bug hit me, and it's been with me for over 20 years. In fact, all of the guys in the band have been in the business for over 20 years. And they've all worked for, you know, all sorts of folks. I'm one that I don't like to do the whole Hollywood thing of naming who I work for, but I've been playing, you know, I've been playing music and been fairly successful at it, and I'm still here. So that's the part that's exciting, and I get this opportunity. This is the first time I've ever done a radio interview for something that I'm involved in. Generally, I'm involved in terms of giving kudos to some other artist or someone else that I'm working for. Again, I certainly appreciate this opportunity.
Oh, without a doubt. Well, we definitely appreciate being the first to have you on the Talk With Todd show, and definitely for your first time doing a radio interview. So I hope you have a great time on the show. Hope it's a memorable one at that. You've had the pleasure of being around some of the greats like Earl Hooker, who was the related to John Lee Hooker.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
His daughter, Zakiya Hooker, was previously featured on my show.
Is that right?
Yeah, and actually, I got her CD in my car, and I play it very often. I play it for a lot of people.
Okay.
I like this, you know. So that means I need a Billy John or a group CD or something, so I can go ahead and, you know.
Yeah, I have to shoot you one of the, I don't know if, you know, we'll talk about that off air, but if you can use what you have, you can fire it up, man. It's all right with me.
Okay, well, you know, definitely,
yeah.
I will definitely do that. And also, Peaches and Herb have had a great time when they came on the show. And so I wanted to ask you, which you've been around all the greats in that era of Ray Charles, how did that education of being around those particular artists inspire you to do what you're doing now? And what has changed with music from then till now?
Man, that is an incredible question. That is a question. And I'll just say this as brief as I can. This has been a revealing journey. I got to see Ray Charles in Evansville at the Coliseum. I think I may have been like 13 or something like that. And that was right at the time he, in his movie, he got busted up in NAP.
Right.
that was during that same period. And but then I got to see cats like Jackie Wilson, got to see you know, Bobby Blue Bland, and all of those guys. They made a like a circuit from St. Louis, Evansville, Louisville, Indianapolis. You know, it was a tour that they would go on, and so we got to see quite a few of the greats back there in the day, which is something that really doesn't happen anymore. I was telling some guys just this morning how here in L.A., we have some of the top players, top bands, top entertainers, and they perform for a number of the cities, and we have very poor turnouts. You know, over in Pasadena, over in Compton. Compton has a big festival where they have all of notables, and it's a very weak turnout. I'm puzzled on why we as folks of color have stopped supporting our artists. You know, when I go to Europe, which I've been a few times, and I marvel at how the Europeans, they embrace guys I've never heard of, but over there they are like huge, and I often wonder why does that happen? You know, when here, if you aren't if you haven't had a hit in the last week, then they don't want to hear from you. But I guess that's in the nature of having so many talented people.
Do you feel like the respect has been lost for the old school music?
You know, I don't really think it's been lost, Taj. It's like folks just haven't been introduced with a lot of the radio. You know, some radio, they got a standard playlist, so it's hard for new artists to break. You know, those are the real mediums. But now with the internet, you know, when you've got Facebook and the others, you can, you know, put your wares out there for folks to hear. But you still have to be directed. So hopefully this interview will get people to go to my website. It's billyjohn.net. You can check out the 11 o'clock news band. And, in fact, we're doing some work on it now to update it. But there are about four or five videos and some audio, some music, some. In fact, I did a little snippet on Change Is Gonna Come way before Seal did it. But, you know, Seal gets international clout.
Well, what do you feel is, when it comes to performing live, what is the highlight of performing in front of a live crowd?
For me personally, I enjoy just seeing people enjoy. If I get a hey or yay or yes indeed, you know, sometimes we might break out in a blues tune from a down home blues. And, you know, the younger set, some of them have been exposed, but a medium set, they can open their ears, and so they relax and forget about the job and just enjoy life for a minute. So I enjoy seeing other people enjoy, and the more they applaud, the more I'm going to give. So that's the relationship.
Well, let's get them to enjoy this song that I like. I'm about to play it again. Right here.
Wow, is that right?
Yeah, I got to play it again.
Cool.
I'm one of those hosts that if I like a song, I'll wear it out.
Well, just to give you a little snippet, the guy that wrote that song with me, his name is Marlo Henderson. And I don't know if folks are really aware of a guy by the name of Marlo Henderson, but Marlo Henderson has a history from Marvin Gaye, Earth, Wind & Fire, you name it, Stevie Wonder, all of those folks he's worked with. And so I met him when I first came out here. And so we've been working on a project, and we've got about 16 tracks completed. So we're looking forward to releasing that. We'll probably have to do it on our own, but that's no problem. With folks like you, this gives us an opportunity. So, again, I thank you very much.
Not a problem. Let's go. Let's get right to it. It's the Talk of Todd Show. It's Billie Jean with Baby Make My Day.
Yeah, y'all know, when I want to hear something good, when I want to hear something inspirational, when I want something that's going to dig deep into my soul, I'm listening to the Talk with Todd Show. You know what I'm saying? Get in tune with it. Don't be left out. right, serious. Peace.
I'm Cyrus Webb of Conversations Live and The Right Stuff, encouraging people to join our addiction and get hooked on books. You're listening to the Michael Jordan of radio, Todd Longenow. Keep it locked on the Talk with Todd show.
Hey, 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 what's happening with it? This your partner, Brimstone, a.k.a. Big Brim, busy raking in money just so you know who's talking. And you listen to Talk with Todd show. If you're not talking with Todd, then you ain't talking with nobody. Hey, keep it locked, my man.
Welcome back to the Talk with Todd show, bringing you the best of celebrity interviews. And right now we have one on the line, a hometown native straight from Evansville, Indiana, Billy John. And that was his song with Baby Make My Day. No, I'm not to put
all
that
right,
one.
All right, Todd. I didn't expect to get this much love, man.
I mean, if I like the song,
this
I like
up, maybe can I do this like every week?
It doesn't matter. You come in to the show for about 5 minutes, and you know, bring your joint in, and we'll play. It's just not a thing, man. When I like a song, I'll wear it out. Like I told you, I'm gonna probably post this on YouTube probably tomorrow.
All right. Well, beautiful, beautiful.
Definitely.
Yeah,
go ahead.
We enjoy just getting some love. So this is very cool. And I know of quite a few of my homies, and now my phone will be ringing shortly, telling me that they heard Billy John on the Todd show. So
yeah, got it. what would you like the listeners and the fans to know about your group and yourself and what you're doing now, what you got coming up, and just your thoughts on the industry as well? What would you like the fans to know?
Well, first of all, you know, I have to give props to Kevin. Kevin Ralph and I go all the way back when he moved out here, and the guy has always kept me in his corner, and he in my corner, and he's given me the opportunity. We worked together for approximately 2.5 years up at the Bellage, and a nice swanky hotel there and off Sunset. So I don't have nothing but love for him. And again, this situation gives folks, and I'm not saying, you know, I don't want to discriminate, but anybody that enjoys live music, we play some smooth jazz, we play what they call now neo-soul, we tend to do it all, and we just like that participation, you know. If the music makes you feel like moving, then we want you to move, we want you to forget about what's happening at the job and just relax, and then perhaps it'll make a better day for that hour or two we're playing some music. So that's critical.
Okay. So what do you, I know you spoke about an upcoming album. Is there upcoming events outside of the LA Nights event that's coming up November the 14th? Is there anything outside of that tour-wise or anything that we should be paying attention to right now?
Well, I can give a plug for another event that's happening here in Los Angeles on Hollywood Boulevard. My buddy Marlo Henderson is involved. Keg Johnson is a producer, and what they're doing is they're doing spoken word and jazz right off of it's a John Burris Theater right on Sunset Boulevard, about four doors west of Wilcox and Hollywood Boulevard. It starts around 4:00 every Sunday. So if the listeners are in the area and would like to hear some great music, not because I've worked with the guys, but just because some great players. some great players. So that is one thing. And then what I do, Taj, is I work with several different units on occasion. So I've had an opportunity that I would not get if I were home, just because of the exposure to so many folks, so many great players. So that would be the plug that I want to give is for the John Burris Theater on Hollywood Boulevard every Sunday, 4 o'clock. Check it out. I saw some great spoken word folks just this past Sunday, and we had an incredible time. In fact, another guy, his name is Bill Zimmerman. Bill worked at IU doing the 70s. I think they call it the Soul Review. That was at Indiana University. And so they used to work up through Knapp and in the surrounding areas. So Bill is involved on the date on the 14th with the 11 o'clock news band. And let's see, who else? Well, Dave Patterson, who is an incredible saxophone player. And
my favorite instrument.
Pardon me?
That's my favorite instrument.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
And we got a guy by the name of Mikhail Majid, who Mikhail is from Seattle. Jeff Virtuoso. I call him the Doctor of Funk, but he can play from all the jazz licks and some neo soul, some serious neo soul. So, you know, on the 14th, we're going to have a super time and going to have a, you know, we may even do a couple of requests if the spirit hits us. So.
All right. Well, we appreciate you for coming on the Talk with Taj show and bringing us a new song, Baby Make My Day. For those who just missed this entire interview or part of it, you know, you can definitely go back to www.blogtalkradio.com/talkwithtaj and check out Billy John and Baby Make My Day, and also check out Kevin Ross and Fennell Clark as they present LA Nights, a new event for the LA Nights scene. All right, November 14th, 2009. Doors open at 7:30. They don't close at 2 o'clock, and you can get in for as cheap as $10 in California. Now, where they do that at? I don't know. That don't happen in Cali. So definitely make sure you go out and support this new event. Support Kevin, support Pennell, support Billy and the 11 o'clock band, okay? Billy?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Had a great time. It's about that time to close out. I just have one request from you, brother.
What's that, my brother?
And let me get a drop of you giving your name, the group you with, and just being featured on the Talk with Taj show.
Okay. If you haven't been listening, then you need to listen to the Talk with Taj show. And this is Billy John with the 11 o'clock news band, hollering out to all the local homies in there. Enjoy, Mr. Taj. He's
all
a real
right, appreciate
guy.
It.
Okay.
I appreciate that. Appreciate
right,
that. Much
man.
Love coming from that town, man. When you come back home, you know, put a call in and let's get together. Let's meet up.
All right, will do.
That's not Hollywood talk. You can actually call me.
All right, I'm gonna have my boy call you tonight. If it's
okay. Will do.
All
yeah,
right.
Not a problem. Keita has my number, and y'all can definitely give me a call. Whatever, I'm available all the time.
All right, cool.
All right, take care, brother.
Yeah, man. Thanks so much.
No problem.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, good night.
Good night. And we want to thank everybody for listening to the Talk with Taj, to the Talk with Taj show live. You can follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Twitter, MySpace. I'm on all three. Just Google my name, you'll find me, all right? We want to thank everybody for listening. Hey, make sure you don't miss next week's show, because we got a band, got CTE in the building. We got comedian Shane in the building, along with other upcoming interviews, so you don't want to miss the Talk with Taj show. It's getting bigger and better, and the official Taj launching the website is coming soon. Patient. Like I always tell you, I'm out of here. I'm getting ready to go handle some things, but like I always tell everybody, Love each other as you expect to be loved. Take care of one another out there. Good night. God bless.